Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple: by dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast. Episode 4, The Office.
Hello and welcome back to Seance Cast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Charlie. This week we're doing a seance at my office because I needed to work late.
To be honest, I can't believe you work in such a fancy office. I always pictured you working somewhere edgy, like in a nightclub or up a tree.
What job would I be doing up a tree?
I don't know. Cat?
No, I work in PR. I'm currently finishing up the marketing plan for Posh Pup dog food. Posh Pup, proper nosh for your pampered pooch. Available online, in all fancy dog shops, and several Michelin-starred restaurants.
Whoa, excuse me, are you doing product placement on our podcast?
Not for Posh Pup dog food, food your fancy dog will love. It's perfect.
Charlie, we agreed we weren't going to do any product placement on the podcast. But if you're doing it, I want to promote some stuff as well, like my aunt's bathroom cheese business.
No, come on. We don't want to be associated with that.
It's cheese she makes in her bathroom, but it tastes like normal cheese. And that's a problem.
Zoe.
Let me finish. Yes, she makes it in the tub, but she always cleans the tub first, unlike other inferior bathroom cheeses. And you can buy it at sharonsbathcheese.biz.
It just really doesn't fit with our brand.
Well, I think it does. Cheese is spooky. It gives you nightmares.
Yeah, bath cheese does. Come on, let's get this seance started. Plug the Ouija board into the microphone. For the benefit of any new listeners, we've linked a doorbell up to our Ouija board so we know when something's coming through.
And we won't just be hearing from ghosts tonight. People always think that, but Ouija boards are actually more like a window into other possible dimensions. I can go into the science of it if you like.
Please don't. Let's do the incantation.
Distant worlds, supernatural guests, we summon you to Charlie's desk. Spirits come, don't be displeased.
And buy my auntie's nice bath cheese.
Zoe!
Sarah. Sarah, wake up. Someone outside the window. Shh. Listen. What's that noise?
I've closed the Canada deal.
Oh, come back to bed. It's just some business foxes.
Business foxes?
Oh, you know, a pack of bushy-tailed businessmen making sales outside our window while clutching their tiny briefcases in their cute little paws. Business foxes.
It's the middle of the night.
And they're probably waiting for the Hong Kong Stock Exchange to open. Come on.
What business are they doing exactly? Looks like they're digging through the bins for food scraps.
Oh, they're not interested in your leftover chicken Geoffrey, Darren. Look, that one's reading your bank statements. He's probably analysing your spending habits so he can build an algorithm to sell you shoes.
What about shoes from foxes?
All the more reason to profile you. You're an untapped market.
Why would a fox sell shoes to a man when he could just double his sales by selling to a fox?
Oh, I didn't say they were good business foxes.
Oh, that noise. If they're smart enough to run a targeted ad campaign, why do they have to communicate by screaming?
They've probably been doing coke since 11 a.m. I mean, look at this guy. He's totally out of it.
I only even got into the advertising game to raise the funds for my first feature film. It's about a working class fox who goes from the grimy bins of Croydon all the way to the recycling bins of Croydon.
Give her a Hamish, didn't you grow up in an MP's garden in Hampstead?
I can't listen to any more of this. How do we get rid of him?
Okay, let's send the dog out. Rufus, go get him.
Right, party's over, lads. I know you're registered offshore on that traffic island down the road. Clear off or I'm reporting you to HMRC.
He's a good dog.
I love foxes. Can't help but respect an animal with a duster for a tail. Very hygienic.
Yeah, it's not the main thing people say about foxes, though, is it?
So tell me, what are people paying for these dog food pellets?
Actually, we prefer the term crunchy meat pearls.
Gross.
It's £4.25 a week, £5.50 if you want the limited edition diamond encrusted serving scoop.
Well, I'm just saying, Bath cheese is only £6.99.
What a steal.
People and dogs can eat Bath cheese.
Oh, please stop talking about Bath cheese.
I've got your current account up on my system now, Miss Hall. So what can I do for you?
So I was supposed to have some loan agreement papers arrive today.
Says here they were delivered this morning. Did you not receive them?
No, but that's not really the problem.
Then what seems to be the issue?
It's just you appear to have sent me a small child.
Right. And did you request a small child from us recently?
No, just the loan agreement papers.
Are the documents you requested attached to the child? We did send them special delivery.
No, it's just a small boy doing finger paintings on my fresh wallpaper.
I understand how frustrating this must be. I'll have the papers sent out again now. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Hang on, what about the child? Are you sending someone around to collect him?
No, we're a bank, not a nursery. Now, can I interest you in our new cash ISA? Fixed 1% interest. It's very competitive.
I don't think you're listening. You've sent me someone else's child.
Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to calm down. Let me check the system again and see if there's anything we can do. Right, I have an idea.
Oh, thank God.
Let's get him signed up for a little saver account. Pocket money today, pays the mortgage tomorrow.
Oh, I want this sorted now!
Well, Miss Hall, if you're certain the child was sent out in error, then please follow our usual advice.
Which is?
Cut it up and put it in the bin. Have a lovely afternoon.
Miss Hoyle, are you my mummy now?
Sorry, I've got to get this. We're trying to book the Beckham's dog, Coco Chanel Alex Ferguson Fluffball Beckham, for the launch. Hello? Oh, thanks for calling me back. Okay, we'll get that sorted. You're such a good boy. What a good boy. Lots of treats for you. Bye.
Wait, were you talking to the dog?
Of course not. That was David.
Captain, we've established contact with the alien vessel. I'm patching you through to them now.
Greetings, I am Captain Smith of the Coalition Starship Pluto.
It's our mortal enemies, Earth dwellers, vermin scum.
We're here to negotiate peace between our civilizations. The war simply cannot go on.
We'll see about that.
We'd like to offer you a treaty on favorable terms and...
Wait, why did my screen go blank?
I don't know. It seems that our communication line shut itself down.
Re-establish contact, quickly!
What is the meaning of this insolence? If you're playing games with us, you will regret it, human.
My sincerest apologies. It was only a technical glitch.
This is most offensive. Always update your software before an important meeting.
It won't happen again. We have established a new communication line and... Oh, blast. It's off again. What the hell is happening, Lieutenant?
It must be the voice activation command. It's set to end the transmission when you say end, as in end transmission.
But I haven't said end.
No, but you said and they sound very similar.
Well, could you just turn that function off for now?
Not without rebooting the whole system. It'll take several hours, and by that time, their warships will have vaporized the Earth.
Damn it. Okay, get them back up.
Captain, we will not tolerate...
I'm so sorry. We've isolated the problem. It's very silly, but our communication line turns off automatically if I say a certain word.
What word?
End. Are you kidding me?
If you could just try not to...
I know!
Reconnecting now.
I didn't hear what word you said.
That's because when I say it, it turns off the screen.
Captain, if I might make a suggestion, why not just speak in short sentences? The word in question is a conjunction.
A what?
A joining word, like with or because.
Oh. Or and. Did you say the word again?
No, you said it.
Can everyone try not to say the word?
I can't remember what it was.
I'm writing it down on a piece of paper.
Can you hold it closer to the camera? Oh, and. Perhaps we should continue this meeting in person.
I think that would be wise.
Wait, what are you eating?
Just some biscuits. This office has great snacks. And look, they're bone-shaped for Halloween.
No, Zoe, they're dog biscuits.
Oh, but they taste so good.
Yeah, to be honest, it's probably fine. The quality of these ingredients is out of this world.
Wagyu beef, fresh truffle oil. What even is fugu?
It's a puffer fish.
You know what would pair really well with this biscuit?
Don't you dare.
For a snack you can digest with ease, get yourself some of Sharon's bath tea.
Thank God.
Thanks for coming to the doctor with me, babe. I don't want to stop taking the pill, but it's making me so depressed.
And as a feminist, that hurts me almost as much as it hurts you, if not more. I'd do anything to share the burden.
I mean, you could just use condoms.
Oh, babe, but condoms just ick me out.
This clinic does actually offer a male contraceptive option that's 100% effective.
Really? I didn't think that existed.
All right, which one of you's here to get your balls cursed?
Get my balls what?
Cursed. We put a little curse on your sack and boom. No risk of spawning until the curse is removed by a powerful magic practitioner. So shall I start with the left or the right?
Hang on, are you even a doctor? You look kind of wizened.
I'm a witch specialising in contraceptive magic. Abracabortion! I'm joking. It just helps the patients relax.
So, we're here because we've tried a few different contraceptives. The implant, the pill, the coil, but the side effects are awful.
Yes, and because they affect mostly women, doctors don't care. You'll have none of that today. The curse balls are going to change your life, my dear.
It's so nice to speak to an empathetic female doctor.
No, thank you. But as I said before, I am in no way medically trained.
Excuse me, what about me, the ball owner? Will it hurt? Are there any long-term side effects?
Yes.
Oh.
Here, have a look at the leaflet.
The curse may cause severe melancholy and a total loss of self.
The thing is, a lot of men suffer from melancholy anyway. You can't know it's because of the curse.
What about this? Once a month, your ballsack will ignite.
That only affects about half the people who get the procedure. And if it does happen, it's a great hair removal solution.
And what's this diagram showing? This looks kind of graphic.
So that there is the urethra. Your urethra.
Uh-huh.
And that there is a frog. And that kind of comes out of the urethra. Oh, look, there's his little head. Hello.
And is that a frequent side effect?
God, no. That'd be horrible.
Right.
That's just a process of getting the balls cursed in the first place.
What?
Come on, Noel, it's fine. I was bleeding for months after I had the coil inserted. You just get used to the pain.
But this is insane! You can't want me to go through all this just so you don't have to worry about contraception.
You could just use a condom, Noel.
Okay, fine. How long does the frog have to be in my urethra?
Another successful episode in the can. Get it? Like dog food, it comes in a... Well, this stuff obviously doesn't, but it broadly works.
And I finished all my celebrity dog bookings, so we're good to go. Do you want to take some posh pup gilded gristle sticks for the road?
I don't have a dog.
Fine then, don't.
But pass me a couple. It's good to keep a snack in the old backpack.
They'll keep your teeth clean and your breath fresh.
I'll need it after all that bath cheese.
Zoe!
Science Cast was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomlin, with additional material from Heidi Regan and Charlie Martin. It was performed by Marianne Reese, Amy Gledhill, Alison Fear Scott, Amy Sutton, Kyle Smith-Bino, Toussaint Douglas, Kat Bond, and Namisha Odedra. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hat Trick production. If you like the show, tell your friends about it, or puppies will distrust you. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at seance_cast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.